today. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. Again, head over to freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And, of course, your calls are welcome. Just to start things out here tonight, there's a little bit more news about Porkfest. I mean, as we're still kind of winding down. And by the way, I have to say, today, it's been a fantastic day for me. I mean, I've been catching up on some of the stuff that I'd gotten behind on, and I was concerned I would be further behind, but I've managed to do a fairly decent job of catching up. Maybe it's just the beautiful weather, but like Porkfest has, I feel like Porkfest has reinvigorated me. As though, not that I was down and out or anything like that. I wasn't like in the doldrums or anything at all before Porkfest, but I don't know. I feel like I have a new level of energy, I think, after Porkfest.
Yeah, it's fun being around that environment. I came back pretty exhausted because I was running around filming things and lugging equipment for most of the weekend, and it was 17-hour days. But it's exciting to see all of the different things that are happening. I got home and finally got the chance to listen through the Free Talk Live episodes from Porkfest and hearing about all the different things that people are doing and seeing how it's
just
starting
a fraction almost of the things that are going on. We couldn't cover everything and talk to everybody we wanted to talk to.
And there's stuff going on in Savannah. There's stuff going on around the country in these different little pockets starting to pop up. And I think those are going to serve as sort of recruiting grounds to where people will sort of gain some experience, practice some of this stuff, see how much fun it is, and then some of the best of the best are going to want to eventually, I think, come to New
Hampshire.
Make the
move. Yeah. I mean, how could you not want to? I mean, when you're going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and you're around literally hundreds of other like-minded people having a blast up in the woods of Lancaster, New Hampshire, at Rogers Campground, how could you not want to come and join those people full-time year-round, or at the very least part of the year, as Mark Stevens was talking about, and he's even more jazzed now. He kind of toyed with the idea of doing like a summer home in New Hampshire, that kind of thing, and now he sounded even more serious about it. So, and of course, the more names that come up here like that, the more likely the word is going to get spread, and it's fantastic. Last night, we started the show out with some controversy that had bubbled up kind of after the fact. It started happening toward the very end of Porkfest with the allegations about the federal agent being there. And the discussion, I think, that was on the show last night essentially centered around the idea that, so what? Maybe it's true that there are federal agents in attendance at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but if you aren't a terrorist, if you're not plotting to do violence against the government, and you're not susceptible to plotting to do violence, in that a Fed couldn't come along and say, hey, you should go blow something up, and you go and do it. So if you're of peace, as we are, then you don't have anything to be concerned with. And the other thing would be selling drugs, I would think. Like, what are the things that people would be afraid about in regards to the Feds? Selling drugs, violence. Well, I'm not violent. I do some drugs. I don't sell them. And if you do sell drugs, you should be smart and only sell to people you trust. So what are the other things that could be dangerous?
Well, I mean, all of the unlicensed things, they could come in and decide to...
The Feds aren't going to do that, though.
Those
licenses are local. I mean, maybe with the exception of alcohol sales.
The alcohol and also the food, that's, FDA, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Feds don't license. You go to your local restaurant, there's no federal... permit or anything like that.
You know how they can, read the laws to see whatever
realistic,
they want.
I mean, be realistic. What is the federal government going to bust somebody for selling some baklava? That seems
pretty
unlikely.
Yeah, I doubt it.
So
I think that the Feds are liable to do lots and lots of different things, and I think that the list is long and sorted as to what they're liable to do. However, I still agree with you that the best thing to do is to treat them with love and respect while they're there. And then, the most that they can take away from it is, look, these are just a bunch of nice people that have their own way of living. And, they're going to go off and do their own thing.
So I mentioned last night that what kind of started all this was one of the activists, Eric Voorhees, who's a listener and amplifier of the show, called out the person who had called out, and I'll name names because he's on the line. He wants to talk to us about it. John Bush, we had on the show a number of times over the last
great
few
activist.
Years. Yeah, really a great activist from the Austin area. He was up there, and he had called out the alleged Fed on stage during the Soapbox Idol. And so I informed John of those threads that existed over the Free State Project Forum and the Free Keen Forum, and he went and he posted his response. And so he is here now. And the response did include an apology, by the way, which I thought was really heartfelt. And John, calling from KC, is Kansas City? Where are you, John?
I'm in Kansas City, Missouri
okay.
right now.
Got it. Kansas City, you're back on Free Talk Live, and thanks for calling in tonight.
Right on. Thanks for having me. I guess I just wanted to start by issuing a public apology to not only the Free State Project, but also to Christopher Mecker himself for publicly inferring that he might be a potential federal agent. I think that was the wrong way, looking back, to go about it in that public fashion. While I do have much evidence and many suspicions that potentially we could chat about, I think that was the improper manner to handle that. I know that's been happened in the past. Catherine Bleich, my girlfriend's been run through the mud on that, so I think it was hypocritical of me to go ahead and jump to conclusions and put that out there in public like that. So I just wanted to start with that. But I think it's important to note it's potential that he's not a federal agent. There's a whole multitude of agents all the way from corporate infiltrators. And it's interesting to note that Christopher himself in our conversations told me, you know, it's not the federal guys you need to worry about all the time. Sometimes there's corporate infiltrators that you need to worry about, too.
What would that mean? Like, what would a corporate infiltrator do?
Well, upon some preliminary research, and again, this is just research. So I want to make this absolutely clear. I haven't fully vetted this. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but I did link his name to Lockheed Martin. So it's potential, and it's also possible that his father worked for Lockheed. But again, I haven't fully vetted that. It's not 100% sure. But potentially someone could work for a defense contractor or some sort of organization or business that the activism and the message of the Free State Project could be detrimental towards, and they could be interested in that sense. Not to mention also G20 was going on during Free State Project, and G20 was just on the other side of the border in Canada. I'm sure the establishment is aware of Free State Project's radical positions, and perhaps they may have thought that maybe they were going to assemble and do something silly, but of course that's all speculation. But the point I'm trying to get...
Hold on, let's stop right there, because the Free State Project doesn't take any positions. The activists within the Free State Project who have moved here to see that the maximum role of government is protection of life, liberty, and property, that's what they have in common. Within that, they have a multitude of different beliefs, but the Free State Project itself doesn't take a position.
That's a good point of clarification, but I have to say I understand where John's coming from.
Yeah.
Like, from the government people's perspective, all they see is violence, because that's their tool. You know, that's what they use.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they hear about a group that may be in favor of freedom, they're going to see them as anti-government, so-called.
Certainly.
And they're going to jump to the conclusion, likely, that, well, they must be a big militia group if they don't like the government, and so therefore they must be dangerous. I don't know why they haven't learned their lesson yet, but they are the government. They're pretty slow. So that would kind of make sense.
But that is a good point. That was me engaging a little groupthink there.
So you did post some of your reasons that you kind of believe that he was suspicious, this individual. I see no reason to name names as far as who he is. But you posted some of those reasons, and I thought some of them were persuasive. Do you want to share some?
Sure. Number one, according to Mariana Vika, and I'll say her name because we got this on video, Mecker approached her and asked her if she knew anybody that is, quote, unquote, quote, selling drugs for cash. She double confirmed this for me on video, and he denied it multiple times on the record as well. Secondly, Mecker was reported to have asked someone about the Free State Project and if they had any affiliation with the militia. Now, I again asked him this twice on video. He denied it both times. And when we had another meeting with some of the Free State Project organizers, I'm sorry, Porkfest organizers, he then indicated that, in fact, he did ask that specifically if the Free State Project has an affiliation with any militia. Something new that just came out on the Free Keen Forum, apparently he also asked somebody if they knew where to get marijuana in Keen, and then later contradicted himself by saying he wasn't looking for marijuana because he already had enough. He continuously asked Porkfest organizers about the Free State Project's security. He went from campsite to campsite, from group to group, asking very probing, intrusive questions.
Very strange behavior, and he was the guy was definitely creeping people out. I mean, that was kind of the message I got from folks. John, do you want to hang around and continue this discussion?
Yes.
All right, more with John Bush here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Is it a federal agent? If it is, what does it matter? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those. You can get news updates, get clued in. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll get it in your email box or via Twitter or Facebook, whichever way that works best for you. You can have that. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and it's totally free, so get signed up. news.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking a case to court, but you're intimidated by the legal system? Jurisdictionary.com is it's the course that's there to help you. If you don't want to pay for a lawyer, but you want to take a case to court, Jurisdictionary will show you how to get evidence, fill out their forms, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings, everything. It's been written by a doctor of jurisprudence who wants you protected against people, members of his own profession. In a manner that the average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's an exhaustive amount of information that you get for the low, low price of, I think it's about $250. When you do buy it, make sure you use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live.
All right, so we continue here. We're talking about federal agents infiltrating the Liberty Movement. And this has kind of been, at least the last couple of Porcupine Freedom Festivals, which we just returned from over the weekend, this has kind of been one of the things that gets passed around quietly from campsite to campsite, like who might be the Fed. And it's kind of been like a fun little game, although this weekend things got pretty bad. And it was a result of, you know, vicious rumors kind of spreading around and then things going public. And John Bush is with us, and you're the guy that made it public. You have publicly apologized, which I think is, a really honorable thing to do, even though you still have your suspicions. And I think rightly so. The guy was acting, from what I understand. Everybody told me I'd met the guy, but I didn't even remember meeting him. So he didn't even make an impression on me as to being creepy or not. But a lot of the people that I trust were saying that he was creeping them out with the questions that he was asking. So that was, that was good enough for me. But as a result of outing him publicly, there was some fallout, which was really particularly negative. And if the accusation was wrong, could really be harmful to somebody. And that was that the allegations were that somebody had gone through his campsite. But you actually had an explanation for that. I'll let you get to that in a moment, John. But the allegations were somebody had rummaged through his campsite. And that, let's see, what else did they say?
There were epithets hurled at him.
Yelling at him at nighttime.
This is the part that I don't understand, is if one is not a federal agent and one is being chastised by a large group of people and you feel alienated at a campground where, a bunch of people of like minders are around, wouldn't you just pack up and leave? I mean, it seems to me that only a person who feels it's their job and their duty would stay. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being crazy.
John Bush, your comments?
No, I don't think that's crazy at all. He stuck around, and in fact, I believe he's still in New Hampshire right now. He went to Keene afterwards for the after party, and it's mm-hmm. his intention to move to the Free State. He already made that decision, interestingly enough, without having visited and with very minimal knowledge about the Free State outside of Keene and what Ridley's doing. Very minimal knowledge whatsoever. He's an amateur to the movement, which is interesting in and of itself, but that's not something negative. However, it is interesting to me. I've been involved for 8 years now and only became aware of the Free State Project about 2 years ago. I kind of consider the Free State Project to be like enlightened, advanced libertarian activism. And for somebody to go from 0 to 100 like that, it raises concerns also.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, it does throw up red flags when somebody comes up and they don't quite get the Liberty message and they ask some of these questions like this because...
Yeah, are you affiliated with the militia group? I mean, that should be one of those things that's pretty clear. There's no evidence whatsoever of that. It's a very strange question to ask for somebody who has said, yeah, I'm going to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Very strange.
Yeah, so I asked him, how he got involved in the freedom movement. And all the while, all the libertarianism that he spoke about was very mainstream stuff. Like, he's a very big fan of Judge Napolitano. And when he told me about the Campaign for Liberty, he said, yeah, the Campaign for Liberty. And then he read almost verbatim what their mission statement is from their website. I asked him in detail a little bit more about their structure and how they're made up and the national level, and he didn't know much about it. And then I asked him how he got involved again, and he contradicted this on multiple times. And he said that it was through the Ron Paul campaign. So I said, oh, that's great. Did you hear about Ron Paul before or after the primary election? And he couldn't tell me. So for somebody that's so into the freedom movement that they decide to pack up and move to New Hampshire, leave his girlfriend, which I just recently found out, before he was planning on coming with his girlfriend, then they mysteriously broke up. A week later, he's here without her. For him not to even remember if he got involved with Ron Paul before the election, and meaning that he doesn't remember the election, then that's suspect again, another red flag.
So there are all these, you know, red flags, and certainly I know that you agree, John, that the allegations of what happened to him are pretty outrageous. You shared that in your posts. What was the explanation for the campsite thing?
Sure. So I said what I said during my rant, and then afterwards I approached him, and we spoke for about 30 minutes or so in detail. And towards the end of it, we both agreed that maybe it'd be good if we could face his accusers. You know, obviously that's a wonderful thing. And then also he wanted to talk to some of the organizers because he was concerned as well. And plus, again, his I believe it to be a cover, but it may be true. It was a marketing company. He wants to do marketing service for the Free State Project. So after our conversation, he went back and got a beer. By this time, the rant, the soapbox battle had ended. Then we had our meeting with a few of the Pork Fest organizers, myself. And at this point, he said, you know, while I was speaking with John, and it was suspect of me because he believed this occurred on purpose, he said, I went back to my campsite while I was talking to John. There was a tent posted up on my campsite, and one of my neighbors said they saw somebody rummaging through my stuff. It was also posted by Eric Voorhees that Christopher went to the organizers with these concerns, and the organizers were more concerned with further investigation than these problems. That's absolutely untrue. Myself and the organizers, I believe we were very adamant in ensuring that Christopher felt safe. He later revealed to me that after I put him out, I outed him in public, that he felt unsafe. To me, I felt really bad about that. That was my last intention. So we did everything we could, myself and the organizers, to correct this problem. One of the organizers said, you know, if that's the case, we absolutely do not condone that. We have no idea what happened. If we find out that somebody's going through your stuff, we'll do everything we can to reprimand them. He said he'd feel comfortable if we went with him to check it out. He picked who he wanted to go check it out. And for the next 2 hours, we went around. It didn't take 2 hours, but we were walking around for 2 hours with this gentleman. We went back to his campsite to find a small tent. We peeked inside. There was no sleeping bag. There was a bag with diapers sticking out. So we thought this was very bizarre. We decided we're going to further investigate, maybe ask some of the people that were posted around his site. And as we were walking away, a woman walks up with a light. And it turns out that she had put her tent on campsite number 81 or 51, I think it was, the RV campsite, not the tent site. So it turns out that was
a mix-up then.
It was her that maybe opened up his tent because she was going to meet her friends, and she was trying to confirm that it might have been his tent site. I'm not sure, though, but I imagine that was all that happened with that situation.
Sure. I mean, if you're, you've been assigned a room or a place at the campsite, and then somebody's at your campsite that you've paid for and you've been assigned to, you're liable to go and say, well, you know, what is this? And, you open up the tent, see if somebody's in there, take a look around or whatever. I don't think that's entirely outrageous.
All right, I want to continue this. If you don't mind, John, can you stick around?
Sure.
All right, more with John Bush here in a moment. John, by the way, what's a website you can plug?
TagTexas.org is our group down in Austin.
All right, great. More coming up here in moments. John Bush with us here talking about the alleged federal agent at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll talk about the relevance of all this here in a moment and take your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20% $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. The wiki's there with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive.
You can lose weight the easy way without having to go to the gym or without having to, you know, change your life with a diet. Just have to take LumaThin Plus. You go to LumaThinPlus.com. It is a it's a vitamin supplement that essentially contains the extract of Caralluma. It's an Indian cactus that, well, they've used it for hundreds of years for famine situations to suppress hunger, and you can use it to suppress your hunger. Go to LumaThinPlus.com. I've been taking it for quite a while now. It's helping me to lose weight. It's not one of those kind of situations where we're going to lie to you and tell you you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But you don't have to change your lifestyle. It won't make you jittery, and it works.
LumaThin 10 pounds Plus. That's dangerous.
Yeah. There's, you know, situations where you they basically dehydrate you, and you will lose that, but, you know, you gain it back.
So what was it, LumaThinPlus.com?
That's right.
All right. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to dial in here, share your thoughts on the allegations that were swirling around Porkfest and have kind of caused some controversy after the fact about a federal agent being present. Now, was it an actual federal agent, or was it just a young guy who was maybe a little bit socially awkward, maybe a lot socially awkward? I didn't have the chance to talk to him. John Bush did. John Bush, you're back on the line with us here. And was there anything else that you felt like needed to be shared on this issue?
Yes, it's concerning him, just the contradictions level, and the suspicions were running all around. So I guess I just took it upon myself to further investigate. And again, I'd like to apologize for the public outing. That was definitely not the best way to go about it, but I'm using this as a learning experience on how to deal with this situation later. But one thing I do want to talk about is a contention that I have with your position and the position of many people on the Free King Forum, as well as the Free State Project Forum, where this is currently being discussed, and that's the position that as long as you yourself do not foolishly, you know, enter into some sort of drug deal with somebody you don't know, or as long as you yourself are wise enough not to toss a Molotov cocktail at somebody else's suggestion, then you have nothing to worry about. And I take contention with that because, you know, while the guys I'm talking to now on Free Talk Live or while some of the Pork Fest organizers are wise enough not to engage in that type of activity, and as before, maybe I slipped up, you know, saying the Free State Project takes a position. There is a Free State Project. It is an organization. People do sign up to be Free Staters. So if there is one Free State Project member that is ignorant enough, young enough, impressionable enough, naive enough to do something stupid at the direction of a potential agent of any kind, then that has the potential to really be disastrous for the entire Free State Project, as non-libertarian people do associate other people that belong to the same group as maybe they could be potentially violent.
And that's why I think it's important to point out the distinctions that the Free State Project doesn't have members. It has participants who sign, and their involvement with the Free State Project is solely to move them to New Hampshire, and then once they've moved, they're no longer really part of the Free State
Project. Yeah, but they'll always be associated with them.
Right,
and
that distinction has been made every single time it's brought up, and it still doesn't work.
It takes time.
I agree with what John's saying here in that I know how angry I was when I moved up here, and that started to wash away over time, and now I've come to a position of peace and forgiveness. You know, I'm on the police hugging squad, things like that. Mm-hmm. But I still had the anger when I made the move. So I think John's right in that, you know, there may well be susceptible people that maybe haven't really been, gotten themselves involved in the movement up here. They're just visiting. They still have that angry demeanor about them there. And if it's true that people were shouting and yelling at this guy, then I think that there's certainly, I think, some truth to the statement that those people could be there. There's no doubt about that. And I think that your concern is legitimate, John, that, you know, it may somehow rub off on the Free State Project. However, all that said, I think there have been a couple of incidents where, you know, somebody has done something questionable, and I don't remember where it happened, but there was some guy that got busted with some guns, and, you know, nothing that we would bat an eye at, but there was another factor to the case, and anyway, he was a Free State Project participant, and he ended up getting arrested. There wasn't really any fallout from that, and really, there's not much that we can do about those sorts of things, right? I mean, because if somebody joins the Free State Project, I mean, that could be something the feds do, right? Not to give them ideas, I'm sure they're listening, but, you know, they could join the Free State Project as a federal agent and just, you know, do whatever, a violent act, and then that would supposedly look bad for the Free State Project. But what can you do about that besides, you know, reject them after the fact? Well, we wouldn't want to be associated with that, so we're going to kick them out after the violent act happened. This is a peaceful movement, etc. You can do damage control, but there's not really much that you can do in advance to put a stop to that besides spreading a message of peace and showing people that perspective.
Yeah, I think the answer really, or a more effective approach, is going to be to reach out to these people and start talking to them about the ideas of liberty, because everybody, you know, the red flags go off when you know someone is not being honest about, you know, their ideas or their viewpoint, how they came to the message of liberty, because it's, you know, it's like an orgasm. It's not something that's easy to fake very well.
I don't know where that came from.
John, I liked it.
I'm sorry.
He's like, Lord, where do I go from there?
So I think that, you know, I think that everybody has come to, I think the consensus makes sense here, and I think that, I don't know what else there is to say about this. I think everything's going to be better next year. People are going to be a little bit more cautious about what they say.
And we were talking about this on the break, maybe we turn the Find the Fed game into some sort of fun event that's tied in with the Assassin's water gun battle that goes on. Or you know, something like that, to where it's more of a joke, to where it's not such a serious thing, and it goes to the links where we're starting to turn it into a Salem witch hunt.
Also, I don't think there's anything wrong with necessarily saying to people, hey, this guy creeps me out.
Yeah,
you know, there's nothing wrong with that, and kind of passing the word to trusted friends like, this guy's creepy, you know, don't sell him that bag of weed or whatever, that kind of thing. That all makes sense. But keeping it on the down low. And I like the approach that you took, John, later on, was to approach him and start interviewing him. Like, you know, if you've got questions about somebody, go ask him. You know, and you're, as you're saying, you caught him in some contradictions, which is even more the reason to say, hey, this guy's contradicting himself. He's weird, you know. So any other thoughts for us you want to share tonight, John?
Sure. Yeah, just on that note, what's interesting is I originally approached him with a video camera asking him to interview him from a perspective of somebody that's brand new to the movement, you know, why they came out and what they thought about the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. And he told me he didn't want to do an interview because being in marketing, he had a self-image to maintain, and he was wearing glasses and his hair was messy. So then I later approached him with an audio recorder to overcome those objections, and when the audio recorder was presented to him, he stopped talking and he wouldn't say anything. But yeah, you guys are right.
But that's not necessarily that damning. If you're in business, you want to certainly guard your reputation, and certainly when you're new to this liberty, all of these liberty ideas, it can seem very strange to the average person. You know, it gets a lot of people angry at what they hear, and so to not want to speak out and be on the forefront, I don't think is all that odd.
Apparently, though, he let Dave Ridley interview him.
He did, yeah.
So, inconsistency.
And a lot of the stuff, standing alone, of course.
Oh, it's hard to hear you.
I'm sorry, a lot of the...
Better.
Okay, a lot of the stuff standing alone wouldn't be enough to really raise suspicion, but whenever you put all the 17, 18 things together, and it does... All right. But I think the important thing is just to remain vigilant and on guard and for everybody to be as smart as possible in dealing with that, because there is the potential... You know, all throughout history, establishment has done all it can to infiltrate and shut down dissent and organizations that present a threat to them. And, you know, and you guys, is, you know, to talk y'all up, I think the Free State Project, above many other groups, presents that threat, because if y'all are able to fulfill your mission and create a little beacon, a little oasis of liberty, while all the other people enslaved, they're going to be thinking, wait a second, why are those guys free and not us? So I do think that
the idea.
Establishment... definitely has y'all on alert, and it's important to remain vigilant, and I just want to thank y'all for letting me come on and give my 2 cents in response.
John, I appreciate it, and I think that it helps, and I
think it's a big man to come on national radio and make that apology.
And apologize as well. Tag Texas, TAGTexas.com.
Yeah, also LibertyRestorationProject.org. I'm actually sitting at a red light protest right now in the back seat, about to hop out.
Let's get back to it. Thanks for being on the show tonight. We're coming up with your calls at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. In fact, the features on the site include the main site feature that allows you to submit show prep to Free Talk Live's website. And then other listeners can then vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestions. Maybe it's a news article or a video or a blog post or some questions that you want to ask. You can put it into the site. Other people vote on whether they like or dislike. And then the most liked within a certain time frame will come up to the front page and the top of the website. And it's free, of course, just like everything on our site at freetalklive.com. All right, so we continue taking your phone calls here. Let's talk to Neil in New Hampshire. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to preface my comments with saying you'll be lucky if Rogers Campground lets Porkfest come back next year.
Why would we be lucky?
Well, the reason is because I think you guys are getting a little out of control.
What do you mean by that?
I'm going to relate it to it. I heard about an incident where you're in the middle of, I don't know if you personally, but somebody was in the middle of an interview of some sort with, I believe, the governor of New Mexico, former governor. And as soon as, apparently they had to change tapes or change reels or something like that, and so they took a short break, and in the middle of that, somebody said, hey, where's the pipe? And then somebody produced the pipe, and immediately, right in front of the ex-governor, produced the pipe.
Are you serious?
Were there children around too?
Are you serious?
That's an incident that I heard related.
My question isn't about that because I was the guy with the pipe. I went up on stage and smoked smoked pot with Rich Paul. But right. What I'm asking you if you're serious about is, are you serious that you mean that that's some sort of a problem because somebody smoked pot in front of the next governor?
All right. Hold on. Before you flip out here, let me explain. I think that the whole drug war is a bunch of garbage and should be eliminated tomorrow. Okay, I don't do drugs myself, don't care. However, Rogers Campground does care because if it is they can have their entire properties taken from them if there's a perception that there's a lot of drugs going on there. The cops, as you know, will come in and they'll do whatever they want.
Well, the cops did come in and the owner of the campground went down to tell them to go the hell away and never come back.
I don't know if they use that terminology.
Well, I don't know if they use that terminology, but they did tell him never to come back.
I could tell you, we all know that there's no rationality with the way the police and the various law enforcement at all the levels handle that. But it would be a great excuse for them to do whatever they want.
Sure.
You know, I understand.
That kind of illegal thing.
Neil, it's speculation, and I understand your concern about it. However, I believe, having been there and seeing what went on and how, the things were, that it's misplaced. I really don't think that that's going to be a problem as far as Rogers Campground not allowing, Pork Fest to continue there.
That's all right. Your speculation as well. You don't think it's a problem. I think it could be a problem. That being said, I would like to say that the reason why this is bothering me also is because I think that the FSP and Free Talk Live specifically has tilted over from being libertarian over into libertine.
Ah, yes, you're one of those.
Yes. You see, now, if you don't completely agree with Ian on everything, you're one of those. Okay?
Yeah, well, no, what I mean by that is one of those people that's really offended by the idea of people being maybe a little sexually liberal, that kind of thing.
Well,
smoking
pot, there's a difference.
Et cetera.
Let me give you my dip. I don't care about pot, and I would be a lot more sexually liberal if I could.
Wait, pot is the reason you're calling in the first place. I mean, you're calling in because you think it's offensive that somebody was smoking pot in front of some politician, and now you're saying you don't care about pot.
No,
which is it?
First of all, let me tell you, I'm not offended. What I'm saying is that Rogers, who has the business that
they
have to run.
Did they come talk to you?
Right. I'm telling you, your concern on Rogers
is
misplaced.
You guys obviously don't want to listen, so let me.
No, no, no.
You're
not listening to me. We've heard what you said. You believe Rogers is going to shut down the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom
Festival.
No, I
didn't say that at all. I said I would be surprised if they let you back because you're jeopardizing their business.
That is what I just said, that they would shut down having the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival at their event. I can tell you that we were at Rogers. We were at Rogers last year. There was pot smoking going on this year, and there was pot smoking going on last year. And now to be truthful, the pot smoking was a little bit more brazen this year than it was last year. And I know that the Rogers people knew that it was happening last year, too, so it wasn't like it was a secret. And so I don't really see this concern at all. This is a huge moneymaker for Rogers Campground. They pack their campground in every single year, and they haven't been threatened by the police.
I know that Rogers loves the business that they're getting, but the actions could be jeopardizing them, even if they don't acknowledge it right now.
Okay,
but the
indeed.
Only thing, the reason
thanks
I'm
for
mentioning,
your fear.
Sure, but, and the jeopardizing is difficult to say, right? Like, cops can do whatever cops want to do. I'm addressing whether or not Rogers is gonna let us back next year, and people have already reserved sites. There's already a date set, so I think that concern is overstated. Do you have another concern?
Yeah, well, the other concern is the general direction of the FSP. By the way, I am an FSP member. I have moved to New Hampshire. Okay, I was there. I was one of the glass eaters. I've been here for a while. I've been here since 2005.
It's a glass eater.
However, I'm pretty concerned about the direction the FSP has gone, in that I think that especially Free Talk Live has become a little bit, I would say that the difference between libertine and libertarian is one is self-indulgence and the other is self-reliance. And yeah, I know you espouse self-reliance, but most of your actions, it seems like, you personally, I'm talking about Ian Freeman, not so much Mark, but the emphasis on the, if you'll pardon the expression, the things that will get as much press as possible.
Give me some examples.
The constant harping over and over again about the 420, I guess it is, or the 520 celebration, whatever you call it.
Who's constantly harping?
Well, you were over and over. I mean, I listen regularly. You were very fixated on that for quite a while.
Do we talk about it? Yeah. Is there a reason? Because it's the most incredibly successful civil disobedience in the world of the war on drugs. It's gotten international press attention by Cannabis Culture magazine. It is Cannabis Culture Online,
that's
incredibly
fine.
Successful.
And
it deserves to
be
talked
great.
About.
But I'm letting you know that there's a perception among a lot of us that you are somewhat derogatory among a lot of people in FSP that I know that I talk to.
You know what?
Personally.
Look, you know what I hear from you? What I'm hearing from you is, Ian, I don't like your activism. Ian, I think that your issues are the wrong issues.
But, okay, then let
and
me
you're,
tell
you
that's
you're
not
giving
what
a
I'm
taint
saying.
To this movement, and I don't appreciate it. That's what I'm hearing from you.
And you're going
to
hang up on me, right?
No, no. I want to hear what suggestions you have for
my
what Ian should
for example,
do to fix this problem.
All right, let me give you a prime example of the narrowness that is the focus that you've been guys been going. When you give your, for example, your Free State Project advertisement. And when you join the Free State Project, consider Keene. And then it goes on, is the Center of Civil Disobedience and so on
that's
and so forth.
That's not a Free State
and,
Project
oh, yeah,
advertisement.
By the way,
that's not a Free State Project advertisement. It's a Keene advertisement. It's an advertisement for freekeene.com.
Right. Well, okay, well, you know what? To somebody outside, it looks like a Free State Project advertisement. It does.
I don't even know how to address that. What do you want us to do? Take Free State Project off of our air so
no,
that Free Keene can
no,
be advertised?
No, but I want a bigger tent. You guys, you know, like you
start your own radio show.
That's, see, there's an unfair statement. You don't get to decide what we put on this show.
That's true. I'm making a suggestion. I'm not forcing you to do anything.
The point is of the show, I mean, we are media guys. I understand. I know what direction I would have liked the Free State Project to go more so. And I agree to some extent that I think that there's some radicals in it that, I don't necessarily like their type of activism. However, what are you and I going to do about it?
Bitch and moan, apparently.
Nothing.
Well, no, we're here. We're doing stuff.
Right. Okay. I'm not saying we're not doing activism. I'm not saying that we're not doing stuff and having an effect on New Hampshire.
I'm the same guy who called last week, and I followed Sam's guidelines as far as getting up in court and questioning everything on my ticket, and it was successful.
Great.
I am doing stuff.
I'm not saying you're not doing anything. Wait. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you're a bad activist and you're not doing anything. What I'm saying is, what are you going to do about the pot-smoking, clown-costume-wearing nuts?
Well, I lived in New Orleans for 12 years. I don't really do anything about them.
Right. There's nothing we can do. You can be concerned with what Ian and his ilk do as far as activism, or you can do your activism. But
I think I know where I went wrong in my communications here. Let me say, I'm not saying to stop doing that. I'm not saying that at all. First of all, I think the war on drugs is the most horrific thing that's been wrong in 100 years. But I would like, I guess what I'm saying is, I would like there to be a little bit more balance over towards like the Dennis Goddard stuff.
Yeah,
okay?
Hey, Dennis calls in, he tells about what he does, I show interest in it, we've talked about the successes
of the
politicals.
Every time something happens on the political side, I make sure that we cover it.
We talk about it.
It just doesn't happen as often as these folks that are smoking pot out in Central Square and showing their boobs and all that
other
stuff.
The political system takes a long time. I thank you for the call. Let us know when you have a win, we'll talk about it.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.